What to Do About Obstruction of Trade. February 12, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Just heard this morning about some judge in Ontario cutting off funding sources for the truckers, so this is a timely blurb for general consumption all across the world wherever these vermin have set up occupation forces. First step is to appeal any such decision and tie it up in a nice bow, lux and bow. Begin action in the nearest district. Military district is what this really refers to, court naming the foreign corporations as the offenders together with their officers, city of whatever, the mayor thereof, etc., and the people of Canada as the suitor. Second step is to redefine the issue. They issue the money, so technically, the fiat currency belongs to them and is a military script. Don't know if you know this or not, but when the army sets up a base overseas, it issues its own script for use on base. As your whole country has been occupied since around 1970 by the Queen's goons, you have been forced to use, pay for, and back their military script instead of having control of your own money. This is part of the overall control mechanism that they employ to enrich themselves and control you, as a territorial government. Ownership of this fiat currency is also how they tax you for its use and impose otherwise criminal income taxes to support their regime. They claim that you are a dependent of their territorial government, which you are not, and that you are a ward of the Queen, and that every bit of money you use is their money, not yours, therefore they can seize it, restrict it, tax it, and play endless games with it to your detriment. They also control the airwaves and internet, so they can shut down the use of these public and private communication and transfer systems by threatening to revoke licenses, etc. This is gangland style, politically motivated, obstruction of trade, coercion, racketeering and breach of trust, but nobody calls them on it. They also apply British Admiralty and Crown Maritime Law to all this paper script that they have issued in your name, the name of Canada and its people, in this case. Unfortunately for them, this is profoundly illegal and unlawful. Their corporations are forfeit and their police forces are illegal private mercenary personnel, not lawful soldiery. What they are doing is in direct contravention of international law, the Geneva Conventions, the Hague Conventions, and whether they know it or not, their principles, the Holy See and the Queen and Westminster, have all directly or indirectly acquiesced and signed the Rome Statutes. So they are actually in a world of hurt and liable for everything they do. They just don't know it yet. Now, we get to the good part. They couldn't legally just seize your actual asset-backed money and give you worthless paper based on your own credit in equitable exchange. That would be stealing under force and color of law. So, you all have the right to redeem any fiat you use as lawful money, and you can declare yourself a Canadian standing on your land and soil and engaged in lawful pursuit of organizing and assembling your lawful government, which the dissolution of the Commonwealth guarantees. There is nothing that the Queen can say about it, as she is the one who signed all the gratuitous paperwork in the first place, and her goons had better not do anything about it, because they are all incorporated entities subject to commercial law and presently engaged in the obstruction of trade. This is a key concept for everyone to grasp. Canada, the US, Germany, etc., are all being occupied by what appears to be their own armed forces, but which are actually being run by foreign corporations and foreign principals under Admiralty and Crown Maritime Law as territorial governments. And in those venues, the civilian population is owed the law of peace, and their commercial corporations cannot obstruct trade, which is what they are attempting to do with their self-interested court ruling, which, by the way, applies only to actual wards of the state, corporation officials and officers, and employees of these governmental services corporations, not to the general public at all. So, yes, they can impose whatever restrictions they like on their actual dependents and employees, as a condition of that dependency and employment, but they don't have the standing to say one word to Joe Average, and any harm that they do to Joe Average they are fully, 100%, personally and commercially liable for. Like this judge, they just make rules for their money and their people, and then try to foist it off on everyone, even their employers. The Permanent Forum of Indigenous Peoples Issues at the United Nations is one avenue that is open for people to file complaints with the Prosecutor's Office at the International Court of Justice and the International Criminal Court, and everyone can file public interest suits in the military, district court, and object to misapplication of law, deliberate impersonation of Canadians as foreign persons, failure to honor redemption of fiat notes for lawful money, obstruction of trade, unlawful arrest and detainment, destruction and illegal confiscation of property, trespass against the public law, gross criminal negligence, conspiracy against and evasion of the public law, inland piracy. Remember, these are private mercenaries and private security personnel operating in maritime and admiralty jurisdictions, human trafficking, racketeering, purposeful injurious harm-maiming, and genocide, as well as fraud and gross breach of trust. So, whether they pretend to operate under maritime, commercial, law, or admiralty, they are all just as stuffed. Fraud vitiates everything under commercial law, and all the conventions apply in admiralty. No corporation and no corporation's officer has any right to trespass against the people that employ that corporation, even if it is the City of Ottawa. So write up a little paper declaring yourselves peaceable Canadians born on the land and soil of Canada, engaged in organizing your lawful government guaranteed by the dissolution of the Commonwealth, and not acting as a voluntary transactor in commerce. Sign it, date it, give you a name and address, and carry this with you as your paperwork. Under international law, and both admiralty and maritime are international law, that is, all a civilian is required to present to any force of occupation or principal subject to the Geneva and Hague Conventions and the Rome Statutes. As long as you are not voluntarily engaged in commerce and not voluntarily licensing yourselves, CDLs, the contract obligating you to use their fiat money, legal tender law, and the contract allowing them to regulate your purported interstate commerce are non-consensual, null and void. These are all facts that the bar attorneys don't know, don't think about, and therefore never present. Indeed, as officers of courts serving these foreign corporations, they would not be very popular, if they did. However, world opinion has awakened at long last, and the long arm of international law is taking hold. Neither Justin Trudeau nor Joe Biden have any authority to order their employers to take shots, wear masks, or anything else related to their health and physical bodies. These two would-be despots are either too ignorant or too power-mad to know the actual public law. It's time they found out.